Junior O'Giddy, oh, does really well. Doesn't quite get past his man this time as Duffy had track. He's run off, ball's fallen keenly to Parkhouse, and Parkhouse slots it back. Rogers. Rogers had stood stagnant. Derry City won. Dundalk nil. 41 minutes gone here at the Brandywell.
He gets his way towards the 18-yard box and plays it back. Duffy receives it back inside the box and tries to squeeze the ball towards Georgie Kelly. And Georgie Kelly has squared this game. It is now Derry City 1, Dundalk 0. And Vinnie Perth looks absolutely delighted with that one.
He does. I think Chris Shields won the ball in the middle of the park. And that's two or three times, which he didn't do in the first half. But he drove forward.
Patrick McLennan takes. It's going to be 4 minutes as the ball's whipped into the box. Oh, and arriving late was that man, Hoban, to score his 12th league goal of the season. So at the death, Dundalk seem to have snatched it from Derry City. He just arrived out of nowhere. Peter Cherry lies on his back. Derry City 1, Dundalk 2. What a shocker, Eddie.
Well, it was a nice ball chipped in just at the edge of the 6-yard box, and Hoban lost his marker. And he's not going to miss from there. He got the header, a powerful header, right into the roof of the net. Peter Cherry.
But Jamie McDonough will take the corner. Jamie McDonough, two hands up, gives the signal. He's going to drive this in with his right foot. Plays it under penalty spot. Junior O'Giddy with a flashing header! Oh! Junior O'Giddy with a header past Gary Rogers. Dundalk seems so flat-footed. Derry City 2, Dundalk 2. Bedlam at Brandywell.
Well, it's just a last chance, last kick of the game, really. The corner was floated in.
But that's it. At the Brandywell, Paul McLaughlin, tonight's referee, brings proceedings to a close. He puts his whistle to the lips. It's finished at the Brandywell. Derry City 2, Dundalk 2.
Well, Declan, how would you describe that game tonight?
Strange. A lot of highs, a lot of lows. But ultimately, fantastic character from the players. Really disappointed with the two goals we gave away, but delighted that they showed the real courage and mental strength to get themselves back into the game, having conceded from a corner in the 90th minute. They go up the pitch in the 94th minute and score from one was testimony to the boys, because the way they work on a daily basis and the way we see them go about their jobs and the sacrifices that they've made, leaving their families, leaving their children, you know, and being on here and moving here, you know, it's full credit to them, because they have gave so much since the 3rd of January. They try and re-establish this football club up amongst the big boys, and, you know, they don't come much bigger than Dundalk here. So they've shown brilliant character, and it is ultimately testimony to the players, because they were the ones that dug it out.
Of course, you've got Darren McCauley on the pitch tonight, and of course, Conor Davis. You know, must be glad to get them.
It was good. I thought Darren had a good debut. I thought, He showed glimpses of what he's going to be capable of here, his ability to run with the ball, his ability to maintain the ball, you know, his flicks and tricks, he was excellent. So, you know, 65 minutes was a big push for him. Conor Davis just coming in this week, I thought he'd done well when he came on too, but look, it's a serious test for us tonight, to be ahead for so long in the game. They concede the equaliser, they weather quite a lot of storms for Dundalk, and then they concede in the 90th minute. It was a real kick in the teeth, but as I say again, look, it's testimony to the boys that were able to dig out a draw. That's twice now. That's twice that Dundalk have been ahead of us, and we keep consistently coming back. But that's the levels we want to get to. We want to make sure now that the next time we play them, we potentially can go on and win the game as opposed to drawing it.
Of course, happy with 5 points out of a very busy week?
I would have liked more. When you have a chance to win 9 points in a week, I think you have to be disappointed that you've only took five. But on reflection, the last game you want on the back of being the Cork and Dalymount already in a week is Dundalk, the champions, who've won 8 in the spin coming into this game. You know, the last game you want is them going at full throttle at you. But again, testimony to our boys. We're flogging a lot of the same guys, but look, character, the crowd getting behind us, the real will they not lose that game. I think, you know, it's been a good night for us.
How important was them fans tonight?
The fans are as important as any player. The supporters are important as any player. So, you know, I said from the moment that we came on as staff that we needed to get this place rocking again. And believe me, the noise that was made in the 95th minute was something else.
Thank you, Declan.